You're listening to Angela Katerns on ABC Radio.
40 years ago, in the capital cities, there were maybe just a dozen radio stations, if you were lucky, and in many country towns, just two or three. There was the ABC station, the local commercial station, and a community radio station. Back then, on the ABC, you'd have Parliament and cricket and all sorts of things. But there's a lot more listening to choose from now. You've got podcasts, streaming music stations, some new ABC digital stations. If you like country music, there's a station for you. If you like jazz, there's a station for you. There's a station for kids, and there's a dedicated sports station too, ABC Grandstand. So to help us navigate through all the ABC has to offer, James O'Brien joins me now. He is the manager of local planning for ABC Radio Regional and Local. Hello there, James.
Hi, Ange.
Oh, you sound very good. Have you got a radio station in your home?
I'm actually sitting on the balcony, so you might actually hear some birds.
I can
and you
hear
might
the
hear
bird.
The occasional tram go past.
Okay, I can hear the birds. Is that just a wild bird, or have you got one in a cage?
No, it's actually a wild bird. I'm sitting on the balcony.
Lovely. Oh, it sounds very nice. So there are many, many stations now. It is a little bit confusing, isn't it? So what do you actually just...
Look, it is.
Yeah, go on.
I don't know, just want to say, look, I grew up in Lismore in northern New South Wales, which is where you're broadcasting from now.
I am.
And back in the 1970s, I know you were on 2LM.
Yes. I wasn't really on it, but I worked there.
There wasn't a lot of choice, was there?
No, there wasn't a lot of choice. No.
But now there's a lot of choice. For example, on AM, FM radio, you can listen to all of the ABC stations. There's News Radio, there's Triple J, there's Classic, there's RN, there's Local. But if you wanted to experiment a bit, you could actually find lots more ABC stations too.
Well, yes. Yeah, so, then where would you suggest we experiment? What with?
I'm going to suggest where I've been listening to you this afternoon, which is on my TV.
Oh, yes. Pam, the producer of this program, listens to the radio on her TV. It's kind of odd, isn't it?
Look, it is. It's funny when you think about it, because I have attached my TV to my home sound system, so I can listen to you, and that's how I've been listening to you this afternoon. But it's also how I listen to classic, ABC Classic, and it sounds fantastic, and jazz, and country, and a whole range of other stations. And one of the unexpected stations I listen to is actually ABC Kids.
Mm-hmm. And is that on your TV too?
Look, it is, actually. And the funny thing about ABC Kids is it's Wiggles all day, but at midnight they start playing some really fantastic sort of ambient sounds, which are really great to go to sleep to.
What is a child going to sleep at midnight? What is going
well,
on
it's,
there?
Like it's good for me. It's like rainforests and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, lovely. And so that's on ABC Kids.
It is, which is channel 202 on your TV.
For goodness sake. So I must admit, I don't have a radio in my home. And, you know, I can't believe that. I was the little girl who took a little leather-bound transistor radio to bed with me every night. But I just don't need a radio. I've got one in the car, and at home I use the app, which is brilliant, the ABC Listen app.
Yeah. But I know you're actually doing something later on this afternoon about people who don't use apps.
That's true.
And look, the easiest way, if you want to hear all these different stations, is to go to your TV. That's absolutely easiest way. And you can hear it. I know someone mentioned that, Angela, how fantastic you sound on the radio, your voice. But if you like Angela's voice on AM, FM radio, try it on TV, channel 25.
Really? But you have to, surely you have to have a smart TV. You have to have a pretty schmick TV.
No. If any TV which, after about the last 10 years, is a digital TV in Australia, if you've got a really old TV, you might have to retune it. You might hit the retune button. But if you bought a TV in the last maybe last few years, you just go to Channel 25 for local Cap City Radio. RN's there, Classic's there, Triple J, Country, News, Double J.
Yeah.
Which is a station for people who've maybe outgrown Triple J because they think there's too much hip-hop.
Yep, I get that. So so then why would you need a digital radio if you've got a good TV, then you can tune in?
Okay. Mm. Well, if you live in a cap city, you've got digital radio, so that's good. But at this stage, we don't have very much digital radio in country areas. So if you live in Lismore or Broken Hill or Mount Isa or whatever it might be, if you want to hear these digital radio stations, that's the best way to do it. If you live in a remote area, you can actually pick it up on VAST satellite. Other options include, of course, the ABC Listen app or going to the ABC website, abc.net.au/radio. But digital radio is only in this stage in the cap cities.
Right, oh, I see. I get that. Now, what about sport? There's a lot of sport on ABC Radio, but not live games actually... on everything, are there? And I understand that's got to do with the rights, hasn't it?
Yeah, because so many of the rights are associated with TV and also with streaming services and so on. But if you are a big fan of sport, there is actually an ABC Grandstand digital radio station which is available to you 24/7 via the ABC Listen app or via ABC Grandstand on digital radio in the cap cities. Unfortunately, we can't make it available on TV due to the rights. And it's only available within Australia, again, due to the rights. But even though the fact there's no sport right now, you've got Andrew Gibbs on the radio right now along with Luke Lewis and Matt Elliott, and they're talking about all sorts of crazy sport.
And they are on, where do you find them? On digital.
You find them either on your digital radio in your cap city or via abc.net.au/grandstand or via the ABC Listen app.
So,
and it's 24/7 sport.
Right, 24/7. Listen,
yeah.
James, let me ask you this. Hasn't the ABC had its budget slashed? How are you offering up so many radio stations?
Look, a lot of those stations are actually really easy to offer because we already have those rights. So, for example, we have a relationship with the BBC, so we can actually have the overnight soccer when, of course, that's on.
Mm-hmm.
And on ABC Grandstand Digital, you'll actually hear lots of repeat programs. So there's some really great episodes of Richard Feiler's and Sarah Kanowski's conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some really great hour-long conversations. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot of money to offer these services.
Yeah.
And the same thing with our music services, like country music and jazz and so on. We have that. It's in the system, and it doesn't take a lot of money to actually offer these things.
Yeah. So this program, of course, is currently sitting where there would be live sport. So do you have any idea how much longer I'm going to be sitting in this chair, James?
Well, according to the NRL, it's May 28, and according to the AFL, it's probably June 11 is what they're talking about right now. But I suppose the one thing I'd say is if people have enjoyed these shows over the last few weeks with yourself and Kat and Glyn and Andrea, those shows will continue when the footy returns to AMFM. And my suggestion is tune into your TV station, Channel 25, or the digital app and so on. So if you're a big fan of sport, these shows will still be there.
These shows or those shows?
Those shows.
Yeah, all the sports shows will still be there.
No, and also the regular shows too. So,
okay.
Angela, when you've gone back to spending a lovely Sunday afternoon, there'll be someone else in your place bringing some wonderful radio, some great music, some great talk.
All right. Fantastic. James O'Brien, thank you very, very, very much. You can go back
my
to
pleasure.
The couch now, my friend. All the best.
Making scones.
Oh, yum. Good on you. See you now. Bye.
Bye-bye.